May 31st, it is finished. Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John 19:30. It is finished. What powerful words. You can almost feel his relief. Jesus' fleshly body had been ripped open by beatings and crucifixion. If, just for a moment, we realize how human Christ was, and that he submitted to all of this for us, we must fall to our knees in thankfulness. This passage brings one right to the foot of the cross. Have you been at the foot of the cross? You cannot follow Christ until you have been there, until you have knelt at his feet and let him cover you with his sacrifice, the blood of the Lamb, until you have submitted to Jesus just as he submitted to God. It is finished. Yes. The suffering of Christ on the cross is finished, but we are still on our journey. We are on the narrow road surrounded by difficulties, the world's temptations, and roadblocks. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the risen Savior, and keep walking with him. Then someday you too will be able to say with great relief, "It is finished," as you walk into the arms of the one who gave his all for you. Ask God to help you, through his grace, to finish well.